This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of June of this year. We're talking no other than Nerds On Site, Inc. Their revenues were $7 million plus American money, 2020 year revenues. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NOSUF. And today, we're bringing on is the CEO of the company, Mr. Charlie Regan. Charlie, so much thank you for coming on the show and looking forward to it.
Oh, thanks very much, Everett.
Before we get started with the Q&A, give my listeners just a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. We're the team you can count on no matter where you are. We're a mobile and remote focused with on-site capability for all your technology needs. So our focus is to drive up the pleasure, productivity, and profitability of technology in the lives of our clients. And that means wherever we actually serve Canada and the States, our job is to make certain you have a full team with about, well, a minimum of 1,000 years worth of experience at your fingertips. So many companies in the SME space, which is our prime focus, are, I'm going to call them, housing internal IT teams, maybe 2, 3, 6, 12. And our job is to help clients see clearly that today, with technology and the speed with which technology is impacting commerce and cybersecurity, We need to have a very talented team approach.
Especially with all this ransomware going on.
Heavens to Betsy, yes. Yeah, and we're seeing it everywhere. We're finding infrastructure hits that are causing gargantuan ripple in the marketplace that nobody ever foresaw. And there was no legislation in place to even begin to address it. And governments are finally starting to pick up the mantle and put white papers together to craft some legislation to deal with this criminal element that's quite robust. $7+ trillion industry today, and it's growing leap and bound.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Single 30 days.
You know, as I mentioned earlier at the start of the show, that your guys' revenues in 2020 were $7 million plus American money. What does your business model look like? And what does the current revenues, or where do the current revenues come from right now?
Well, we're on track in 21. Our year end is May 31st at the moment, but we're on track to jump about 12 points. Our demographic, client demographic, are the four key ones: the corporate space, the SME space, the SOHO space, and residential. We only market to the SME space. It's the strongest and most robust, of course, of all the business demographics. And we're an independent contractor / franchisee network. So we're able to grow quickly, ramp up quickly. Our central control system, imanerd.com, is an ERP system providing all of the, I'm going to call it partnership, with our players on the marketing front, the central ordering and shipping, billing, and curriculum. We have a virtual university of nerdology to help people maintain their certs and upgrade to new technology competency bases as well. So we're very quick at developing project teams for any circumstance, for local, regional, and national and multinational clients.
Charlie, last time we talked, you told me, you said, Everett, I think you mentioned that you had around 125 technicians. Your revenues and your business model is more prevalent in Canada than it was in the United States. But you said, we're looking to move our model and maybe start a couple of technicians in the bigger cities. How's that coming along, and have you started that program yet?
Yes, we have. We're currently now ramped in 17 states, and we've been in conversation, negotiations with a very, very well-placed and solid American player. So we're looking, again, we're focused on M&A strategies. We're looking to consummate that relationship certainly by January of this year. So yes, we're looking to build the footprint out. We are, our revenues are growing by about 100% month to year previous month.
Wow, that's impressive.
At the clip. Well, yes, but there's lots of room for, much.
That's still impressive. That's still impressive. Hey, you know, I want to know, can you give my listeners, just maybe give us a macro view of how the current cybersecurity landscape looks like, and how has Atom Network and the DTTS differentiate themselves from existing solutions out there?
Yes. To be frank, the world is now catching up to something we've been focused on for the past 7+ years. Ingress and egress control are the major elements in the cyber criminal world. Ingress means cyber criminals, through whatever means they have at their fingertips, can get inside your servers, inside your cameras, inside your computers, inside your systems,
right,
and surveil. The real issue is getting out. When I say this, they need to be able to go in there, take a look at all the valuable asset base or whatever it is they're after, and then send commands out. Well, that's egress. And don't talk to strangers is a patented tool in Europe and in the States and Canada on preventing egress. What the criminal sees is a dead offline client. They cannot get anything out because none of the commands that their malware are sending are registering on their screen. So it is now being talked about in a handful of circles as the real control issue for all cyber crime. If you don't have, it's one thing to have zero trust models, which we've been preaching for more than a decade. It's quite another to make certain that no traffic that is not authorized by you is allowed to get out of your system. So it literally allows traffic and communication channeling only with your team members, your trusted clients, your trusted suppliers, and prevents all other traffic from escaping your system.
Charlie, as you mentioned earlier, you're growing the revenues rapidly. The business is expanding. All that being said, what is the upcoming catalyst that investors should look for or be looking at maybe even invest in your company?
I would say the thing that gets me most excited right now are the opportunities for M&A activity. We're excited about what's going on right now inside the company. We have, from the beginning, been looking toward an uplist opportunity on a major board. And so there is movement, there's progress that gets me quite excited first thing every morning and lasts all the way through the day, the week, and the quarter. So I consider this personally the most exciting time for this little enterprise.
Charlie, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
That the real issue today is cybersecurity. All of us are at risk, and I do mean all, no matter how innocuous, no matter how invisible, how seemingly unattractive you may believe you personally or your enterprise is. You are fodder for these criminals. And they are well-funded, they are very creative, and they are growing faster than the auto business globally, growing faster than the oil and gas business globally, and growing faster than the telecom business globally. You combine those three major industries together, that's less than $6.5 trillion. Cyber criminals are well past the $7.2-7.3 trillion level. And we are all at risk. And we must be, quite literally, we must be the proactive agents going forward.
Nerds on Site is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol NOSUF. This is my personal opinion. I'm entitled to it. I think the company is grossly undervalued, 11 cents a share at a market cap around $10.5 to $11.5 million. Charlie, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I hope you become a regular. Come back on every 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
I'd appreciate that. Thanks very much, Edward. Have a good one.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.